AAN, Radio Atlantic.
AAN News is brought to you by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:06, we have a partly cloudy sky and 59 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 83, winds southeast at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy tonight as well with a chance for scattered showers and a low of 65, and a chance for scattered showers on Thursday with a high of 82. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A collision in Harrison County just after midnight today left one person dead and another injured. The Iowa State Patrol reports 39-year-old Carson Stifler of Omaha died in the crash that happened at the I-29 off-ramp to exit 89 near Mondamin at 12:01 a.m. Authorities say a 2006 Honda Civic driven by Carson Stifler was traveling south in the left lane of northbound I-29. At the same time, a 2017 Toyota RAV4 driven by 20-year-old Serena Males of Sioux City was traveling north in the same or left lane. After the vehicles collided at the off-ramp, the Civic entered the median and rolled over. The car came to rest on its wheels in the median. Its door was torn off during the collision, resulting in Stifler being ejected from the vehicle. The patrol says he was wearing a seatbelt. The RAV4 then entered the median and struck the car. Stifler was transported by Mondamin Rescue to the hospital in Missouri Valley, where he died from his injuries. Males, who was wearing her seatbelt as well, was transported to the Missouri Valley Hospital by Mondamin Rescue. The accident remained under investigation. The Harrison County Sheriff's Office assisted at the crash scene. Council Bluffs police are investigating what's been deemed a suspicious death. Authorities say at around 11:30 a.m. Tuesday, officers were dispatched to the area of Lookout Point at Fairmont Park in the 1200 block of Fairmont Avenue after a decomposing female body was found. Additional information was not available except to say that this was an ongoing investigation. Authorities say additional details will be released after the autopsy is performed. The Board of Supervisors in Adair County will meet at 9 a.m. today in the courthouse courtroom in Greenfield. On the agenda is discussion and possible action on a fireworks permit application, homestead and military disallowances, and compensation board appointments. Adair County Auditor Mandy Berg will present a backup internet connection proposal to the board and discuss a laptop grant program through the Iowa Office of the Chief Information Officer. County Treasurer Brenda Wallace will discuss a new hire treasurer clerk. And County Engineer Nick Kaufman will present two final vouchers for the board to sign for the G27 Hot Melt Asphalt Paving and Resurfacing Project and the W35 Jefferson Bridge Project. Kaufman will also update the board on his department's maintenance and other activities. Shelby County Emergency Management Agency reports the boil advisory has been lifted for all Shelby County residents. The advisory was placed into effect on July 2nd following a fire at a water pumping station in Avoca. Some areas were gradually lifted from the advisory over the past few weeks, but now all the affected areas may resume normal water usage. Page County Sheriff's deputies on Monday arrested a Council Bluffs man at the Pottawatomie County Jail. Authorities Tuesday said 25-year-old Dylan Elwood Taylor was arrested on Page County warrants for violation of probation, stemming from original charges of theft in the third degree and eluding, as well as another warrant for violation of probation from an original charge of driving while license barred, habitual offender. Taylor was transported to the Page County Jail and held on $10,000 bond, pending further court proceedings. The National Weather Service in Omaha reports that a severe thunderstorm that caused microburst wind damage south of Persia in Harrison County last Friday. The extent of the damage suggested that wind speeds were around 100 miles per hour. Several grain bins and barns sustained damage from the intense but fairly narrow wind event. Most of the damage occurred or was concentrated in a 1.15 square mile area. Fortunately, there were no injuries reported. Elsewhere in the news, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds attended the dedication of an apartment complex in Sioux City and talked about the importance of adding more modern housing to attract new workers to the state. She's also talked on Tuesday about how the state is ready to help those who are facing eviction as the federal rent moratorium was expected to come to an end.
Last year in 2020, so between May and December, we set up a rent eviction program as well as a mortgage program and utility program and allocated close to $45 million that helped keep a lot of Iowans in their home.
The program is behind in getting money out, and Reynolds said State Economic Development Authority Director Debbie Durham has reached out to the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court
to let them know with legal aid that it's in the process, and so, you know, not to be rash in following through with the evictions until we can work through the backlog. But she hoped, I think by the end of last week, certainly by the end of this week, the backlog will be filled.
The governor says the new multiplex in Sioux City is one of the things that will help attract much-needed workers.
That's one of the reasons that I ended the $300 a week supplemental unemployment payments, because we it was a disincentive for people to go to work. And when we have more job openings and we have people on unemployment, we need to help Iowans get the skills to fill the jobs.
She says the Economic Development Authority is working on a recruiting campaign
that really showcase what we have to offer here in the state of Iowa. So we're kind of finalizing that right now. That will go nationally.
The District 42 Sioux City Complex features studio, one, two, and three-bedroom options, plus an outdoor pool, community building, and fitness center. The developer says it's already two-thirds full. That's a check of the news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.